How many? You took your boys everywhere in the state. You hit all like the state map.
I did. The first half of the vacation was so like the first 6 days was just me and my boys. And we went up to the Upper Peninsula of Michigan, and we did the Pictured Rocks, which is amazing. If you've never seen the Pictured Rocks National Lakeshore, I had done it last year. A lot of people have done that, and we took the boat tour, and it's awesome. It's beautiful and cool and interesting. And then we did a little hiking and drove to, eventually went to Sault Ste. Marie, which is one of the border crossings. The Sioux Locks are there. It's the big lock that goes from Lake Superior to Lake Huron.
One of your boys is a big ship enthusiast, so that
ships.
Was a big deal.
Yeah, I mean, he's super into the Titanic, but there aren't a lot of Titanics around, so a 1,000-foot freighter was the
hard to get there.
Next big thing.
I'll tell you what, I saw a Titanic museum in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
He's been to that.
Did you live?
He's been to that.
I did.
Do they still do the thing where when you go through, you
all
lived?
All four of us lived. There were four of us that went there. We all lived.
Oh, man.
So you're rich or a woman or a children?
I was a crewman.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I was a lookout, but I was not on duty that night, so it's not my fault.
That's a little disrespectful, right? There's never going to be a day on where you go to a 9/11 memorial.
I did think that the
right. I mean, seriously,
did you make it out?
Like Kelly, you're making a face that what I said is really inappropriate.
No,
but
it's
the
not.
Same. Sorry, the building fell on you.
Because I went there. Sorry to.
I had never thought
just
of it like
very
that.
Quick.
Oh my god!
I went there with it was me, my mom, my sister in law, and my nephew. We were the four that wanted to go to it, and I was kind of excited about it. I was like, oh,
it's pretty good.
But I think that again, Titanic Museum in Pigeon Forge needs to pick a lane. Are you goofy tourist trap or are you serious museum? Because at various points it could be either.
Yeah,
when you're standing in line they're like, welcome aboard the RMS Titanic, the safest ship in the world, nothing bad's gonna happen to you here,
like doing like, corny,
like this seems inappropriate,
right?
And then you walk through the museum and it's like it's really interesting
because I'm assuming it has artifacts that they
artifacts,
took up from,
and there are, you know, like scale models of certain things, and it shows you what the pitch of the boat would have been when it was, you know, at various points. Like this is a 15-degree, 30-degree, 45-degree pitch, and you can kind of stand on there and feel what it would have been like. But yeah, then it's like, ha ha, did you live or did you die?
It's a little weird.
It is weird.
I think the idea behind it is just to show. No, I don't know.
The idea behind it is to make money, and because it's become a big, weird, nostalgic thing and pop culture thing ever since the movie came out.
Well, ever since Free Beer said that whole 9/11 reference, I was like, wow, that is so inappropriate.
Because, like the specifics.
God.
Like, if you went, they're not doing this, and I don't mean this disrespectful, but, it is the same idea. Like, if you went and it said, oh, you get your card out and you're an employee of Cantor Fitzgerald.
Yeah.
On the 84th floor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you make it out?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, it would be a little bit weird, but it's because, you know, nobody's alive anymore that was around for the Titanic, so it's okay.
Well, did you and your kids make fun of anybody who died in a boat accident, Hot Wings, or did you guys just hang out?
Yeah, we went on the celebrate all the dead people on the Great Lakes tour.
Oh, man.
No, we didn't do any shipwreck tours this time. Maybe next time, because they do those where they have, like, glass-bottom boats and stuff, which is cool. But
Hot Wings said, we went for a ride on the Edmund Sinks Gerald. It was great.
Edmund Sinks Gerald.